Do not listen if nursing or pregnant or planning to become pregnant. Discontinue listening at least 2 weeks prior to surgery.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Kuzo ga arimasu, watakushi wa ayatsuri, ninyo ga kirai desu, doki ga shimasu.
Can I have your attention, please? Broadcasting.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mass and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy, Cast Pod.
Hey, hello everybody. It is, what is it? Oh, it's August 9th, it's way late in the evening, and I should be in bed because I'm going to have a busy day tomorrow, and I had an even busier evening week. I'm so stoked about all this. You're going to love this show. Lots and lots and lots and lots of pots. No, actually, not all that much pot-safe tunes today, but some really exciting stuff. This is going to be the FCC episode. Whatever that means, you'll find out in just a little bit. Like I said, I'm excited, and I'm not going to tell you all that much about what we're going to do, but what I can tell you is that right now we're going to be playing the Matthew Show, their song, or his song, Office Suite, Part 1.
Beware, skinny on the air.
Fighting elevator shock, coming upstairs. My bathroom's got a spot in the tile floor. Wonder what the mailer demon threw away in order for the Pokemon yellow fucking yay. My stapler is an inch from where it used to be. Bastard's gonna lose a hand if he crosses me. Priority message from my boss's tweaks. Change everything you've done for the past 12 weeks. The window is open, not 5 feet away. That moss blown in and out nearly 3 times today. The breeze blows freely through my hair, but the stapler's not moving. Bastard better be prepared. The door is unlocked, but the seats stay filled. The monkey bars are lonely and the people stay pilled. The site is taking shape for the prison yet to build. The doors are wide open, but the church stays filled. God damn it, what the hell is that making that noise? If the kid wants a refund, who am I to tell her no? Get her mother on the email and her father on the phone. Someone jacked the printer paper, where'd you put it now? You leave it where I put it, who's the fucking bastard now? Coffee in the break room, where'd my network login go? If you touch my fucking Dilbert doll, I'll break your fucking nose. The door stays open, but the seats stay filled. It is childproof, but the people stay filled. The price has gone up for the prison yet to build. The doors are wide open, but the church stays filled. The wristband is tight where the Velcro meets. Yeah, carpal tunnel sucks, but I'm never on my feet. If the meeting could last just 5 minutes more, my brain would atrophy and I would melt to the floor. Those hacky-sacking tech fucks made me spill my drink. Garlic bagels in the hallway, now my office stinks. Don't know if I can make it through the 7 hours more. They can't make it to my desk before I make it to the door. The doors stay open, but the seats stay filled. The lid is childproof, but the people stay filled. The price has gone up for the prison yet to build. The doors are wide open, but the church stays filled. Out.
and Matthew Show. That was an Office Suite Part 1. And did I mention you're listening to the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod yet? Well, if I didn't, I just did. What I did mention was that this was the FCC episode. I mean, I got a voicemail. Listen to this. This is unbelievable.
Hello. This is an urgent notice from AT&T Call Vantage Service. Your service will be disconnected on August 30th. Unless you review and acknowledge the 911 information we have sent to you. Please visit www.att.com/911 immediately. In accordance with a recent order from the FCC, if you do not visit this website and provide your acknowledgement of this information, we are required to disconnect your service on August 30th. That website again is www.att.com/911. If you have questions, please contact us at 866-596-8464. Thank you.
That's insane. So the FCC can actually order somebody to turn off a service that I pay $30 a month for. And here's the kicker. I mean, yeah, okay, it's AT&T that's actually providing me the service, but this is voice over IP. Technically, this is not even phone service. This is the internet. The FCC is not, they can't regulate the internet. That's the whole fun of it. That's the whole fun of podcasting. It's the whole fun, you know, Cruise Box, tell the FCC to stick it, kick it. Well, my sentiments exactly, but right now, no, this just irks me. This is nuts. Absolutely insane. But before I go off on a huge rant, let's just do this, because it's time to announce the winner of the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod
at skinnywhiteboy.castpod.com.
Yeah, the T-shirt contest.
Hi, this is Al Faze from Rhode Island, and I'm here to say, eat my feed at skinnywhiteboycastpod.org. Ain't you glad I
called?
Hello.
Hello.
Bye.
Testing, one, two, three.
One, two, three.
Eat my feet at skinnywhiteboy.caspot.org.
Of what?
Yeah, you have to say that so you can win a t-shirt.
Okay, then. Eat my feet
at skinnywhiteboy.caspot.org.
Dot what?
Ja.
At caspot.
Punt.
Org.
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 Orgie dinges.
Eat my feet. Nou. At skinny boy. White. Kaspot. Op. Org. Tot. Aanhalingstekens.
Ja.
Ik moet zeggen, eat my feet at skinnywhiteboy.catpod.org. Of org. Maar wat is een org? Sweetjes.
Zo. Yeah, that were some of the entries. I spent quite a bit of time of writing down names on pieces of paper that were all the exact same size, and then I folded each and every one of them over like four times, I believe. And then I threw them in a hat, well, a ball cap, because I didn't have a top hat with me, sorry. But I shook them up like 500 times, and like I said, I've been working on this for hours, and now, hold on, I'm going to grab that ball cap. Can you still hear me? I'm going to shake it up again. Yeah. Okay. Shake, 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 shake. Can you hear that? Here's the paper shaking. Yeah. All right. So, the winner of the Skinny White Boy T-shirt. I'm grabbing a paper. I'm dropping it back in. I'm grabbing another one. No, I don't want this one. No, this is completely fair. Double blind. Here we go. Who is this? I'm unwrapping the paper right now. Oh, it is, come on, Skinny White Boy, just act up. The winner of the Skinny White Boy t-shirt is our longtime listener, Alex.
So, DSC for me. Chris, what's your first podcast, buddy?
Skinny White Boy.
Skinny White Boy.
Yeah, and that was Cruise Box. But Alex, you need to send me an email at CastPod. That's cast with a K, pod@gmail.com. Give me your size requirements, give me your mailing address, and we can mail that out to you. You're from Holland, aren't you? I hope your my t-shirt printing company actually ships to Holland. But right now, like I said, this is going to be the FCC episode. So my dog's barking in the background at God knows what. I'm going to look at that. I've got plenty of time to do that now because earlier I recorded something really, really exciting. Why don't you just give it a listen? You've been hearing Cruise Box a lot lately, not just on the Cast Pod, but all over the podosphere. They have earned, in a short 2 weeks or so, the internet equivalent of a gold record. More than 1 million downloads for their song on a podcast. Not bad for a song that's less than a month old, eh? So, let's get them on the phone and see what they think of all that. Well, if they pick up the phone now, that is. Come on. Yes?
I said I need more cowbell on that track. What in the hell is... Studio, this is Greg. Who's calling?
Greg, this is Skinny White Boy. How are you?
Skinny White Boy? What are you doing? How did you find my studio number?
Well, hey, you know.
See what I'm saying? Guys, take five. Smoke them if you got them. Skinny White Boy's on the phone. I got to do this interview, man.
You had me going there for a while because you were not picking up the phone. What's up with that?
Oh, man, we're in a session right now. I'm trying to mix down
the
track.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, man. Your interview is way the hell more important than some crappy-ass Cruise Box CD.
Yeah, right.
Trying to make a living out here, dude.
Flattery will get you nowhere, my son.
What are you doing, bro? What's going down tonight? What's up, Skinny White Boy?
Nothing much. How's things over in the Cruise Box camp?
Things are rocking. We're rocking the world, man.
I bet.
Lives, man.
So you got okay, because you're actually on the air, Greg.
We're on the air?
Yes.
Fan-stinking-tastic. Hey, world, how are you? Greg St. Clair with Cruise Box, standing by in the Cruise Box studio.
All right, so I got a couple of questions for you.
Shoot, man, go ahead.
What was it, 1 million downloads?
Well, you know, you have to compare your downloads in two different categories, man. You've got your direct downloads, of which we're still trying to get some figures from our web server, which has crashed, by the way. 3 times over the weekend. We're thanking everybody in the world for those downloads. And then you take a look at the incidental downloads at shows, you know, where it's a podcast, shows like yours. And, oh, who's that little guy, Adam Curry? Is that his name, Adam Curry? Anyway, I think we've had a few incidental downloads on Curry's show, and the numbers I'm getting back from people on the internet, about 2.5 million distinct downloads, and we are just so rocking.
All right, so you got 1 million downloads. I'm going to have to ask you guys. I mean, I've been reading up a little bit about you. You've been apparently doing commercials for McDonald's, 7-Eleven, yep. Ford. You've been on the Dr. Demento show. Chris, your guitarist, he's been on Leno, Letterman, Rosie. He toured with Reba.
With Reba.
What the hell are you guys doing writing a song about podcasting?
Dude, let me tell you what. 5 weeks ago, this whole journey started. I was clicking around on the internet, and dude, I should have clicked on podcasts a long damn time ago, but I didn't. Finally, 5 weeks ago, I was cruising the internet, and I finally clicked on the link that said, I don't know, podcast something. And I listened to it. I could not freaking believe what was going on. I couldn't believe how out of sync I was with all the cool stuff that you and all the other podcast pioneers had put together. And so, man, I just jumped on it right away. And the first thing that I did was I wrote this song, put it together and everything, demoed it here in my home studio. Then I called the guys in the band and I said, hey, you guys heard of podcasting? They went, no. So I went over to everybody's house. And I was like a madman, dude. And they were like, get out of here. You're scaring us. But, man, I was like, I was on fire for this whole podcasting thing. I mean, think about it, brother. For the first time in history, no gatekeepers. No towers needed. No transmitters. No fucking FCC. Dude, it's the amazing American process where somebody who's an artist of any kind now can take what they do directly to the public. This rocks.
Okay. So, what's on your guys' iPods? And don't tell me it's Cruise Box.
No, it's not Cruise Box, dude. That's in the car stereo. What are you talking about? I got a permanent bookmark made in my Internet Explorer back to our home website. What are we listening? I'll tell you what I'm listening to. I'm grooving to a lot of Maroon 5 lately. I really dig that band. I think they've got a very cool feel. And it's funny because we've had a lot of emails from people saying, "Isn't that Josh Cruz? Is that his real name? Is that the dude from Maroon 5?" And you know, which is a tremendous compliment. And trust me, neither Josh nor myself nor anybody in the band would ever compare our vocals to that group. But it's just a really nice compliment that people are going, I'm pretty sure I know who that is. And so that's just a real testament to Josh's talent too.
Any Pod Save music?
Pod Save music? No.
Oh, come on.
Look, I can't tell you all about that. I do that, then I'm like, you know, I'm not doing the thing for the promotion here.
yes, you can tell me what.
But no, call me back on the log cabin line after the interview. I'll talk about it. I got two syllables for you. Bomb happies. How's that? Is that making your day?
Hey, you tell me.
I think those guys rock.
Okay, so what? And you don't have to say Skinny White Boy, but what shows do you
Skinny
listen
to?
Thank you. Like I said, flattery will get you nowhere, my son.
Oh man! Wait a minute.
But I mean, what podcasts are you guys listening to?
Just a second. I said more fucking cowbell. What do you not understand? whatever. Chris, that's my sandwich. Put the dip.
Are you guys gonna bash each other's heads in now?
Nah, we're over that. That was years ago. We used to actually do that. we were better at doing that than playing music back in those days. So, okay, so yeah. So what the hell are you asking, dude?
I asked you what podcasts you listen to. Where do you get your fix?
Well, you know, I got to admit, I'm a DSC addict, so I listen to Adam. You know, I check with Adam every day, and of course, I got it, you know, loaded onto the iPodder as well into the aggregator. DSC, listening to Len and Nora over at Jawbone, I think they're very interesting. I'm a sucker for Don and Drew. How can you not be? PK and Jay. Keith and the Girls, still listening to that. And just because I've seen all these kind of mainstream things coming online at the iTunes store after the release of 4.9, I've been listening to some of those shows. And hey, I'm hearing myself as an echo. How about that?
You're fine on this end, I think.
All right, bro.
Let me check. Say something.
Something.
No, you're fine. See, there you go.
Okay, cool.
Okay, where is this going to go next, guys?
Well, world domination and then early retirement.
World domination and early retirement.
Well, we're finishing up the CD. Tell the FCC to stick it, and we hope to have all the tracks mixed down in a couple of weeks. And quite frankly, we're working on our iTunes store to be able to get that out to the public and hopefully make a nickel. But man, it's a great ride. We're having a blast.
Okay, there's something on my mind. A couple of days ago, I started seeing all kinds of weird things on you guys' website.
Uh-oh.
And there was talk about money and BS and tracks disappeared, names disappeared.
Dude, it's all back to Niva. Let me get
what the hell was that all about, guys?
Dude, the Men in Black got on our Men in Black, and it was a bad scene. And what happened? Well, you know what? I can't hear myself because it's echoing so much. Is that just me?
Yeah, it's just you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it must be the cleaning fluid. Okay, well, I'll tell you about it. I'm going to pop the headphones off and I'll tell you about it. Well, you know what happened, bro, was some of the guys in I've been told by our suits not to mention names on the Evil Empire, and everybody knows who I'm talking about, right?
You gotta repeat that one. Just
yes. Yes, all the guys.
No, you were breaking up there. Repeat that one real quick.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, well, what happened was. We got contacted by some of the people from the Evil Empire. You know what I mean, Evil Empire. I think everybody knows who I'm saying. Now, our suits told me not to mention names, so I'm not going to do that. But anyway, the Evil Empire contacted us, and they said, you know what about your funny little song? We don't think it's one damn bit funny, dude. And if you don't start getting some of this stuff off your website.
I thought those guys couldn't regulate websites.
Well, you know, they can't regulate websites, but they can sure wave their sabers in the air. And, you know, I mean, let's get real about this whole thing. We're trying to, we're trying to make our break into the mainstream entertainment business right here. And, of course, eventually somebody's going to make a nickel off of us, too. And, you know, we've got agents. We've got, you know, suits working for us. You know, we think it fucking sucks, but you got to have those guys so you don't get robbed. Well, anyway, the Evil Empire suits contacted our suits, and they said, you know, we don't think this is funny, and we need you to kind of take some stuff off the air. So, you know, the suits called me up, and they said, dudes, we got to pull some stuff. And I said, bite me. And they said, you know, do it anyway. Well, screw that shit, man. So it's all back up tonight, and we just don't friggin' care. And you know why we don't care? Because that's just not the spirit of what we're trying to do, man. What we're trying to do is something that's real. What we're trying to do is we're trying to express exactly how we feel about this whole new media explosion. And so, man, I talked to the guys in our little organization upstairs tonight before we came over to the studio, and they said, okay, all right, fine. We'll stand behind you. If that's what people want, you know, give them what they want and screw the Evil Empire. So that's what we're doing, man.
Rock on, man.
Check it freaking out.
Oh, yeah. So the CD's forthcoming. When?
CD is forthcoming. We hope to have all the final mixes done. We've got two more tracks to cut, hoping to have the final mixes done in about 2 weeks. That would put us about 3 to 4 weeks to market, and by then, hoping to have our iTunes store up and kicking, man, and everybody will be able to check that out there. And, hey, we haven't forgotten the fans. We know where we came from. We'll give you a little free taste of it still on the old website. Yeah, thatpodcastsong.com. Got to get the plug in, man.
You got it. So I noticed that your thatpodcastsong.com, when I type that in, it goes to some funky website that's called audiopium.com.
Yeah, man.
What is that?
Audiopium is a very, very cool concept. Check this out, man. We've been in the studio business for about 25 years, and we've been cranking out high-quality, national-caliber, award-winning music for advertising and marketing. And like you said, man, we've done jingles for Ford and McDonald's and Hardee's and, you know, all these major advertisers, all these major companies, soundtracks, jingles, commercials, all kinds of stuff like that. And finally, we've decided to pull our resources into, you know, one physical plant. And we have ourselves, you know, our full-time recording studio. It's Audiopium Studios here in Oklahoma City, where we're all based. And now we're offering all the cool stuff that we've done all over the years, everything we've learned about music, all of our voice talent that we've got lined up that does all of our work for us, the writers and producers, and it's all under one roof. And people who are doing podcasts or really any other kind of broadcast can visit us, and we can provide for them all kinds of cool production services. Man, we got great kick-ass talent.
Whoa! Okay, wait a minute, because we're podcasters. We're perpetually broke. I mean, I have to scrape and beg my wife to give me the $10. You know, for next month's hosting bill. So, I mean, what's in it for me?
What's in it for you? First of all, great, amazing, national caliber work at affordable prices. You can check that out on the website. And we bid things on a bid.
It's got to be under $10. You know that, don't you?
Well, yeah, we have the Skinny White Boy package. But also, check this out. Starting next week, people are going to be able to come to the website, and you can use our website as a resource to download all kinds of free public domain stuff, sound effects, music beds, and things of that nature. So check it out. Our website, again, it's Audiopium, AUDIOPIUM, like the word audio and the word opium. Put them together, and you've got audiopium.com. Sounds addictive, don't you think?
You've been practicing this for a while, haven't you?
Oh, not me. Just a second. All right. Fucking cowbell. C-O-W-B-E-L. Cow. Fucking moo bell. Whatever.
Moo.
You know what?
All right. Do you need to go back to work?
No. It's just that these guys can play like friggin' maniacs, and they can think like fucking, I don't know, chew gum. I don't know. They're making me crazy. They're making me friggin' crazy.
Well, and doesn't your instant success do that already for you?
Yeah, we're all pretty much airheads anyway, man. I'm giving away my advancing rock star age, but I used to watch the Partridge Family when I was a kid, and I'm starting to feel like Reuben fucking Kincaid. You know what I'm saying, bro?
And on that note, to my listeners, that was Greg St. Clair from Cruise Box. Thanks very much, man.
Thanks,
love to have met you on the show. I really appreciate it. And now go back to the studio and finish that damn CD already.
Okay, bro. Thanks. Take care. Thanks, everybody. Rock on!
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Greg St. Clair from Cruise Box. And, of course, you know what's coming up next, don't you? For once, I'll promise not to sing along.
Do you remember way back last summer When mainstream radio was such a fucking bummer. No indie music, nothing too funny. Clear Channel motherfuckers did it for the money. But somebody heard the call. Computer, that piece of shit was like a freaking roto-rooter. Now we've got Wi-Fi, downloading files fast, listening to everyone who's ever done a podcast. It's history, now you see each and every nation. Radio has got to go, it's our emancipation. Play that song, sing along, mash it up and mix it. Radio is fucking loads of Adam Curry fixed it.
I mentioned this before. Yes, I did. Feel good song of this year. Cruise Box on a podcast. And oh, by the way, when you heard, like right after I announced the winner of the Skinny White Boy t-shirt contest, by the way, Alex, congratulations. That was all of a sudden you heard somebody say, what's the podcast you listen to? Skinny White Boy. That was Chris Hicks from Cruise Box on another interview they did on Jawbone Radio. You can check that out at jawboneradio.blogspot.com. What's next? Oh yeah, this was the FCC episode. Excuse me, that was not Senseo, trust me. And that was Camel Wides. But yeah, so like I said, this was going to be the FCC episode. Well, guess what, guys? I found way, way, way deep down in the archives something for the historical audio.
One of the most thrilling adventures in the war happened today when an American destroyer dashed to within 25 miles of Tokyo to rescue two American flyers.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
On May 9, 1961, the then head of the FCC, by the name of Newton Minow, or is that Mino? I don't really know, gave a famous or now famous speech in which he called TV a fast wasteland. I'm going to play that speech to you because, like I said, this is the FCC episode. And after that voicemail I played earlier from my voice over IP telephone provider, and then, of course, after the Cruise Box interview, it seemed kind of fitting to give you Newton Minow his speech.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland. You will see a procession of game shows, formula comedies about totally unbelievable families, blood and thunder, mayhem, violence, sadism, murder, Western bad men, Western good men, private eyes, gangsters, more violence and cartoons, and endlessly commercials, many screaming, cajoling, and offending, and most of all, boredom. True, you'll see a few things you will enjoy, but they will be very, very few. And if you think I exaggerate, I only ask you to try it. Is there one person in this room who claims that broadcasting can't do better? Well, a glance at next season's proposed programming can give us a little heart. Of 73 and a half hours of prime evening time, the networks have tentatively scheduled 59 hours of categories of action, adventure, situation, comedy, variety, quiz, and movies. Is there one network president in this room who claims he can't do better? Well, is there at least one network president who believes that the other networks can do better? Gentlemen, your trust accounting with your beneficiaries is long overdue. Never have so few owed so much to so many. Why is so much of television so bad? I've heard many answers. Demands of your advertisers, competition for ever higher ratings, the need always to attract a mass audience, the high cost of television programs, the insatiable appetite for programming material. These are some of the reasons. Unquestionably, these are tough problems, not susceptible to easy answers. But I am not convinced that you have tried hard enough to solve them.
This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous. I had this dream the other night. I went to work one day, and nobody remembered who I was. So I decided to take the day off. On my way out, I run into my boss and he says, "Hey, you look familiar." I said, "Thanks. People say that a lot in these dreams." Then the horns kicked and my shoes started to squeak. Sudden, I'm standing on a beach in some tropical part of the world, and there's a sign that says, "Aren't you supposed to be at work?" Sort of screamed out at me. But then I remembered, I'd been here in other dreams, but usually there was a water polo game, and a girl could talk with her eyes, and she'd say,
"Can you see what I'm saying?"
Kicked in, and my shoes started to squeak. Before I knew it, I was walking near a lake when a phone rings, and the operator speaks to me in a language I don't understand. Coming up on this really weird part of my dream. You know, the part where I know how to tap dance, but I can only do it while wearing golf shoes? Now I'm back on the beach, walking with this girl who talks with her eyes. This time she says,
I think you see what I'm saying.
Then, just before I woke up, it started to rain in Southern California. This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous. Aren't you supposed to be at work? This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous.
And I managed to get three songs into this already way too long podcast. That was two and you. No, I keep saying two and you, but it's actually two new. And you can go check them out at their website, www.2new2.com. That's www.2new2.com. And I really. I am friggin' tired now. Wasn't this an exciting show? Don't you think? Yeah, I gotta get out of here. I really do. So once again, congratulations to Alex for winning that t-shirt. You want to leave a comment to the show? No listener comments this week because we just did not have time for that. Oh, I gotta turn this down just a little bit. We just didn't have time for that, but if you want to leave a comment, and I will read it or play it or whatever next time, skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org, that's skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org. You can also, missed my cue. You can also email me, castpod@gmail.com, that's cast with a K, of course, pod@gmail.com, or just... leave your audio comments on my voicemail hotline, 206-3500-SWB. That's 206-3500-SWB or 792 for those people that don't have letters on their number keys on the telephone. And I'm going to be out of here. I'll talk to you later. I had a great time. See you soon. Bye now.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mess and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod.